space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise, its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, blast off!
I got a laptop. I make music with my friends. I've got a laptop, baby. I make music with my friends. There it is.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Everybody, you're listening to Mad Science at www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html, where you have access to not one, but four separate chat rooms. And with that said, if you want to scroll down on that same page, you'll find a People for People radio link. Go over there and join those wonderful people. So if you go to www.worldwildlife.org /pages/EarthHour, you'll see that on Saturday, March 30th, 2019 at 8:30 p.m., depending on what time you're at, where you're at, they want you to turn your lights off for Earth Hour. For a whole hour, they want you to turn your lights off. So, with that said, I'm saying light them up. Light them up at 8:30 p.m., whatever time that is at your time. Turn on every doggone light in the house. Turn it on so doggone bright that they can see your house from space. Quite literally. See, if you want to fight the lie, the fraud that is the whole global warming / climate change / climate disruption or whatever it's going to be next week when the math doesn't add up, then that's what you need to do. 8:30 on Saturday, March 30th. I'm going to light my house up so bright you'll be able to see it from the Milky Way. I mean all the way to the back of the Milky Way. Because this ridiculousness, it just keeps on and on and on every single year. I want you to listen to this. This is just beyond. This is what we're going to deal with right here.
All of the supporters who are here today support the climate, clean energy, social justice, public health, grassroots organizations that make up the most powerful movement organizing in the United States today. Never in our history have the interests of all Americans been so united on a single issue, climate change. From the air we breathe, to the jobs that employ us, to the neighborhoods we live in, to the economy we operate within, climate change defines our existence. Global temperatures are the highest in recorded history. Wealth inequality is at its highest point since the era of the Great Depression. The erosion of our coastlines, the erosion of the earning power of...
I'm trying to hold my tongue. There's so many doggone lies coming up out this doggone message. It's just ridiculous. Look, it's all united until you disagree with the whole climate change debacle. And it's a whole thing about all the scientists, which he hasn't said yet, but I'm sure they'll get around to it. All the scientists don't say it's a doggone lie is what it is.
Workers, the pollution of our planet, the pollution of our democracy by big oil and Koch brother financing. The interrelationship of these ills and injustices is undeniable. But the challenge is not insurmountable. It will only be through an historic generational commitment to end climate change that we create the kind of democracy that works for all Americans. We will save...
And for the last doggone time, well, probably not the last time because they keep on repeating the lie over and over, and a lot of people believe that the United States is a democracy. Get it right. We are not, nor have we ever, 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 ever been a democracy in the United States of America. We are a representative republic. Now, I keep throwing this lie out there, and everybody thinks that it's the truth. Well, it's not the truth. And then that, when you get over there to the doggone, Worldwide Wildlife Federation page, or whatever the heck they call themselves, you're going to find out if you read in between the lines. They try to put some things out there to play on the hearts. Like, this isn't just about climate. This is about doggone animals and, the environment. We're all into taking care of the environment. We're not trying to trash our planet. Matter of fact, we're trying to get people to clean it up. But if it's going to be used to perpetrate a lie and steal from people, well, that's a whole different ball game there. So basically, I'm saying that Saturday, March 30th, 2019, 8:30 p.m., turn your lights on, every last light you got. Turn your neighbor's lights on. Heck, put a spotlight, a floodlight out. Use up as much electricity as you possibly can. So this, they said this is not just going dark for more than just climate. This is playing on your hearts to perpetrate a fraud is what it is. That's what I said in there. But nonetheless, all this craziness these people are about to spew out here, I'm going to play some of it. I'll try to keep my tongue and not say nothing, but there's just so many doggone lies going on. And if these people really wanted climate change or whatever, they wanted to go green, they'd be backing real researchers instead of all these hacks that are out there lying to everybody. We don't need to be using what they believe is fossil fuels, which is another big lie. What they need to be doing is getting with the real science and start doing it the right way to begin with. They wouldn't have this issue. But they're using this not to save the planet. They're using this to try to get some power in there and try to get you to pay for everything that they don't want to work for, flat out.
All of creation by engaging in massive job creation within our country. We can deliver a Green New Deal for America. So what are we talking about?
Communism.
When we talk about a Green New Deal. When we talk about a Green New Deal, we are talking about jobs and justice. We are talking about the greatest blue-collar job creation program in a generation. We are talking about repairing the historic oppression of frontline and vulnerable communities which have borne the worst burdens of our fossil fuel economy. Because President Roosevelt was right when he said about his New Deal, statesmanship and vision, my friends, require relief to all at the same time. We're talking about an historic 10-year mobilization that will mitigate climate emissions, build climate resiliency. We have acted on this scale before, and we must do it again. We need massive renewable energy deployment. Wind, solar, offshore wind, storage batteries for...
Well, if that's what you need, then why are you jerking around, wasting time lying and trying to steal from people? That's what I keep asking, but I just keep getting the same exact response. Oh, we got climate change, we got climate disruption, we got global warming, whatever it's going to be next week when doggone math don't add up. And you wonder why I call it mad science. It's mad science because this isn't no save the planet movement. This is a communist takeover, that's what it is. And they're trying to indoctrinate all the kids to believe that the planet's going to be dead in 12 years. And they ain't said it yet, but I'm sure they'll get around to it. That's what they've been trying to preach to everybody, that the planet's going to be doomed in 12 years.
Our renewable electricity. Our energy future will not be found in the dark of a mine, but in the light of the sun. Energy efficiency, smart power grids, clean and affordable public transit, clean cars and manufacturing, and working with key industries to eliminate pollution. Today, we are putting forward a set of principles, not prescriptions, that will require leveraging new financing, providing new resources, and training, and using existing laws and new regulations to meet our 10-year goal. We can create high-quality jobs and enforce...
Yeah, while they're trying to legislate you out of your doggone house, off your land, and now all the way down into a stack-and-pack city where you ride a bicycle or you walk to work because you don't get to own a car because you're not Ocasio Cortez or whatever the heck her crazy name is. So tired of hearing that woman talk. She's just so ridiculous. It's just driving me insane, man. Going to get me riled up.
Labor standards, guarantee rights to retirement security and health care, and conduct inclusive decision making. There will be critics who will say this does not go far enough or that this can never get done. These, of course, are the same cynics who said auto companies would never agree to raise fuel economy standards. The same naysayers who insisted that a global climate agreement in Paris was entirely impossible. I am continually comforted by their consistency. They have been consistently wrong. And the greatest climate denier of them all is in the White House, Donald Trump, a president who did not utter the words climate change or clean energy during his State of the Union two nights ago. On the most important issue facing this country, his State of the Union, Donald Trump's State of the Union, was silent.
That's because it's a fraud.
Every reason Trump and the deniers and the critics offer to give up is proof positive that we should push forward even harder. So the question isn't whether all Democrats can support this resolution. It is if any Republican will support this resolution. The question should not be if we can do it. The answer should be when we will do it. 5 decades ago, President Kennedy announced the ambitious goal of sending an American safely to the moon. He didn't say how it would be done, but that we would do it. We would need a giant rocket made of new metal alloys that had not been...
And we would definitely need better technology than we supposedly had back then. So with that said, there went your argument down the toilet. So I'm just about tired of this dude right here, man. I'll tell you what. It's just ridiculousness. It's just pure, utter, ludicrous, ridiculous. It's just insane.
Invented yet. And it would have to be returned safely to Earth within 10 years. He urged us to be bold. I say today that it is time for us to be bold once again. We have the technology to do it. We have the moral obligation. We have the economic imperative. We just need the political will to get this done. The sun is setting on the dirty energy of the past. Today marks the dawn of a new era of climate action. When we look back today, this will be the moment that we will be able to say that the political tide has turned on the rising seas. We are reclaiming our leadership on the most important issue facing humankind. This is the new climate democracy, of the people, by the people, for the planet. I thank you all for being here today on this historic...
And we're not a democracy, idiot.
Day. And now, I want to introduce to you my phenomenal partner on this resolution, the great Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Thank you, Senator, and thank you to all of my colleagues here that have joined us today. This is so incredible. This is such a major watershed moment, and I am so incredibly excited that we are going to transition this country into the future, and we are not going to be dragged behind by our past. I'm so excited by that. I think that today is not just a big day for us as a delegation, us as a party, us as a movement, but this is a big day for activists all over the country and for frontline communities all over the country. Today is a big day for people who have been left behind. Today is a big day for workers in Appalachia. Today is a big day for children that have been breathing dirty air in the South Bronx. Today is a really good day for families who have been enduring the injustices of drinking dirty water, or who have seen their living rooms being flooded in with the waves of rising sea levels. And today,
what?
I think, is a really big day for our economy, the labor movement, the social justice movement, indigenous peoples, and people all over the United States of America. Because today is the day that we truly embark on a comprehensive agenda of economic, social, and racial justice in the United States of America.
Do you see that? Do you honestly see that? They literally basically threw every little heartstring that they could possibly get into that conversation right there to try to get you to fall for a fraud. A flat-out fraud. There's been some frauds perpetrated in this doggone world, and this is probably by far the biggest fraud in the history of time. They want you out of your doggone house. They want you out of your doggone car. They want you in stack and pack cities. They want their whole entire Agenda 21. So if you think you're going to get to live out in the wilderness if these people get their way about it, you're sadly mistaken. And if they're so concerned about, you know, using solar power, then why is it that there's still legislation out there that if you try to get off the grid, then you got the doggone power company to deal with. You got people threatening to fine you or jail you for putting up a windmill. In your own personal yard, you can't put up a windmill unless you're authorized by the government. Unless you're authorized, you ain't getting your solar panels set up out there. And if you're not connected to the grid, they'll come out there and they'll find a way to either fine you or jail you one way or another. Now, if these folks really believed in this right here, that's what they would be arguing about. They would be arguing for the people who are attempting to get the green, alternative, clean, renewable energy instead of coming out there trying to tell everybody we're a democracy, which we are not and never have and never will be. So with that said, I'm going to play some more of this craziness.
That's what this agenda is all about. Because climate change and our environmental challenges are one of the biggest existential threats to our way of life.
No, the biggest existential threat to our way of life is the communists is coming up underneath their line and propagandizing so that they could try to get the people to fall for the lie. The whole concept of fossil fuels to begin with is a flat-out lie. This is a carbon-based world that we live on. Everything that comes off the trees, everything that when you mow your grass, even you yourself, is recycled back into the system. There will never, ever, ever be a day when you will see that there is no fossil fuel left in this world, because until this planet stops doing what it has been doing since the dawn of time, then it's going to continue to make the same chemistry that it has been all along. So the ridiculousness that you're hearing right here, talking about how we got to legislate and force our way into whatever it is with the lie, this is the ridiculousness that you better stand against when you got a chance to stand against it. Otherwise, you're going to find out your way of life is flat out going to change. We all want clean, fresh water for the people of this world. We all want things to be fixed. If you want to focus your energies towards figuring out why it is we're always over there fighting over something that these folks over here are fighting against anyway. So, look, they don't want the fuel industry. They don't want so-called fossil fuels. I hate that term. But they don't want the so-called fossil fuels. And then instead of aiming their rhetoric at the doggone government that's going out there fighting over the petrol dollar and starting all these doggone wars, they're aiming it at the people. They want to take the rights of the people away. You can't even speak out against it. There's people out there that want to throw you in jail for saying that climate change is not real. They want to call you a climate change denier. Well, the doggone climate changes all the time. It's natural. It's always been natural. It's the whole bogus scam with the CO2 causing global climate to heat up and all this kind of craziness. If you noticed, they keep changing the name of it every time something doesn't add up in the math right there. When it gets cold outside, oh, that's because of climate change. When it rains outside, oh, that's because of climate change. That's because of CO2. It's ridiculous. Cars put out carbon monoxide, not carbon dioxide. Carbon monoxide is one oxygen atom connected to one carbon atom. Carbon dioxide, which comes out of your lungs, is two oxygen atoms connected to one carbon atom, which makes it heavier than oxygen. Ridiculous.
Not just as a nation, but as a world. And in order for us to combat that threat, we must be as ambitious and innovative in our solution as possible. So what we are doing today and in introducing these resolutions here today is that it's not a bill. It is a resolution. And what this resolution is doing is saying this is our first step. Our first step is to define the problem and define the scope of the solution. And so we're here to say that small...
I tell you exactly what the problem is. If you want these doggone auto industries to re-engineer these machines to be perfectly efficient, then that's what you should be focused on. Because even the doggone so-called fossil fuel burners, the internal combustion engines, can be improved upon. It's already been proven. The doggone auto industries already made these things cleaner and more efficient. Just drives me nutty.
Incremental policy solutions are not enough. They can be part of a solution, but they are not the solution unto itself. There is no justice and there is no combating climate change without addressing what has happened to indigenous communities. That means that there is no fixing our economy without addressing the racial wealth gap. That means that we are not going to transition to renewable energies without also transitioning frontline communities and coal communities into economic opportunity as well. That is what this is about. It is comprehensive, it is thoughtful, it is compassionate, and it is extremely economically strategic as well. Today,
it's a scam, that's what it is.
It is also the day that we choose to assert ourselves as a global leader in transitioning to 100% renewable energy and charting that path. That means that we are not going to peg ourselves by the lowest by the lowest standards of other nations. It doesn't mean that we're going to say, what about them? They're not doing it. What about them? They're not doing it. Why should we? We should do it because we should lead. We should do it because that is what this nation is about. We should do it because we are a country founded on ideals of a culture that is innovative, that cares for our brothers and sisters across this country. We should do it because we are an example to the world.
See, now I'm about burnt out on this whole thing. This is just driving me nuts. I've been hard arguing about climate change, global warming, climate disruption, and even the doggone bogus hole in the ozone layer lie from way back. This is just ridiculous, because they're not sitting here trying to tell you that straight up that this science is what they're trying to claim it is. They're trying to play on your heartstrings. They're trying to say that, oh, we got to do it for the children. We got to do it for the indigenous people. We got to do it for all the other people that are poor and can't be doing. We could resolve all those dang issues without putting a bold-faced lie up in front of everybody to try to make them feel bad because they have their lights on or because they drive a car. Well, you try walking to work all the time. You know? There's sometimes jobs maybe 30 minutes to an hour away, and you think this lady here ain't the one getting inside of a limousine or riding around in a corporate jet or doing all these kind of things. Where when they talk about leading by example, I bet she still lives in a house. I bet she still drives a car. I bet she still has a carbon footprint. But this is like the same exact kind of deal where their laws are for you. It's not for them. Their hypocrisy is off the scale. So I'm saying Saturday, March 30th, instead of trying to buy into the lie and playing on your heartstring, trying to talk about saving the planet, we're always out here talking about saving the planet, but we're not trying to lie to you to get to that agenda. We want everybody to work together to make it happen. Saturday, March 30th, 2019 at 8:30 p.m., I'm going to turn every doggone light I got on in the house. I'm turning on every light on my property. I'm going to light this place up so you can see it through space. Flat out. It's ridiculous.
World. That is why we should do it. And we need to save ourselves, and we can save the rest of the world with us. That is why we should do it. And that's why we define the scope of this resolution to be so broad and to be so comprehensive. Because we are outlining the Green New Deal. And in the spirit of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, we have the Green New Deal and we have Green New Deal projects. The Tennessee Valley Authority was a New Deal project that was part of a larger vision. And today we're laying down what that larger vision is. So when people say, what about this or what about that? The answer isn't, this is why it's not in here. The answer is, that is part of the solution too. And so I hope you all see that. I hope you all see the scope and the scale. Because the solution is not going to come from just one congresswoman from the Bronx. It's not going to come just from one senator. It's going to come from all of our representatives as a country saying, this is what Iowa needs. This is what Virginia needs. This is what Michigan needs. This is what Illinois needs. And this is what New York needs. Because all, you know, when we have this threat that challenges all of us, the solution is going to take all of us too. So I'm so thankful. I'm thankful again. I want to reiterate my thanks to the activists and advocacy and the organizers who made this moment happen and created the political energy to be relevant and to put it at the top of the agenda, not the bottom of the agenda. So thank you all very, very much.
Thank you, Alexandria. Now, I'd like very briefly to introduce our two great senators from Oregon who are here today. I want to begin with an incredible climate champion, Jeff Merkley.
Wow, I am so excited to be here with these two leaders from our two houses of Congress working to build a whole coalition inside the House and inside the Senate to take this vision of a Green New Deal forward. This vision is born of two profound challenges that we face as a society. One of those is climate chaos. We see it in the forest fires of the Northwest. We see it of the more powerful hurricanes assaulting the southeast, and we see it in dozens and dozens of other issues in between. We know the damage that's being...
We see it as nature fights back against idiots that spray crud into the air that then in turn rains down onto the leaves of all the trees and starts to poison those trees and making them die out. So where are the Save the Tree people? Where are the people with the wooden stick that's in a paper sign saying Save the Trees? Has anybody paid attention to what's going on out there? Has anybody went over and looked at the leaves of their trees and wondered why there's burn marks on the leaves? Has anybody wondered why the doggone trees are dying off? I wonder. Because when you shout about spraying crud in the air, they called you a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist. Oh, the government wouldn't do that. You can always trust your government. Really? And then whenever the lie got too big for them to hide, then they started admitting, well, you know, we got to spray this because we got to cool down the planet. Seriously? And if you're not listening to Pierce Morgan of WeatherAction.com, not Pierce Morgan, Pierce Corbin of WeatherAction.com. If you're not listening to Lord Moncton, if you're not listening to anybody else other than the so-called climate scientists that keep on saying that we got all these problems going on, well, I guess you're not getting the full story then, are you? These folks have been, they bought so deeply into the lie, and I think some of them even know they're flat out lying. They're just trying to get more power. Flat out. They want to bring a democracy to the United States. We are not a democracy. If you hear a representative say that we gotta protect our democracy, you know what side of the fence that they're working for, and it sure isn't America. It sure isn't saving the planet. Because if these folks really wanted to do something profound, they could have done something already. This is over and over and over again, the same rhetoric, year after year. And you're a racist, you're a xenophobe, you're a homophobe, you're all these different types of phobes. If you don't agree with everything that they spew out of their mouths.
Done. We know the damage being done to agriculture, to our farmers in America. We know the damage being done to our forests and our forest timber communities. We know the damage being done to our fisheries. This is not...
They don't want to talk about any of the industries that are polluting the waterways. They don't want to talk about any of the industries that are genetically modifying bugs, making all different types of unnatural pesticides, and spraying crud into the doggone air. They don't want to talk about none of all that stuff right there. It sounds too conspiratorial. A guy like freaking Bill Gates can come out there and say, if we do a good job with vaccines, we can depopulate the world. He said it came out of his mouth. He could stand right up in there, and every single one of these turkeys would stand there and clap along with him. We're going to kill off the humans so that we can save the planet. Really? I don't see any of them volunteering.
Not an urban problem. This is not a rural problem. This is a problem hurting everybody. And that means it's not a red or blue issue. It's not a Republican or Democratic issue. It is all of us coming together in our responsibility as elected leaders to forge a vision to take on this issue, which is doing so much damage to our country and to our planet. And through our leadership, our example, our efforts.
Do these folks even know what a doggone catalytic converter is? Do they understand any of the physics of what causes an internal combustion engine to do what it does? I bet these folks couldn't even change the doggone blinker fluid in their taillights. I bet they couldn't even change the tire on their car. See, you think that I'm joking? Go out there and listen to some of these people. They really believe that you put blinker fluid in there. They don't have no doggone idea that there's a, you know, a spare tire up underneath the doggone floorboard of their trunk or up underneath the bottom of their truck. And if they did, they'd have to call somebody with another vehicle to come out there and fix their vehicle. So what, are they all going to be running around in ricochets now? See, I would give them a whole lot more credit if they actually practiced what they preached. If every single one of them came in a 65-passenger ricochet with the rest of their buddies pulling that thing down from the White House to wherever they're going to sit here and spew out all this propaganda, then I might give them a little bit of credit. But I guarantee you that each and every one of them there got there on a bus, train, plane, or automobile, the same thing that they're talking about trying to get rid of. How you going to get to work? Well, according to some of the things that they keep talking about, you don't need to go to work. They're going to give you money anyway.
Work in partnership with the world. The second massive issue of income inequality. For every decade since I came out of high school, the working wages have been flat or declining while the wealth of America increased. So many communities bypassed with different economic initiatives. Frontline communities, sometimes ignored, sometimes deliberately ignored, often not benefiting in tangible ways. We have to make sure that this is a movement that touches our frontline communities and our coal communities and our oil communities as we all work together for this prosperous future. So let's take these two issues together, create...
You tell that to Stan Myers. You tell that to Stan Myers, who was driving around in the 70s in a dune buggy running on water. Tell that to him. Tell that to the government that wanted to put that man down so that that technology wouldn't make it out on here. These folks don't seem to understand the financial system that we're living under today. Unless we get back to a gold-based dollar, you ain't never going to get rid of the petrol dollar. The petrol dollar is what basically runs this world right now. And that's why they fight so hard against clean, renewable, alternative energy. But yet these folks want to sit there and try to scare the world into believing we're going to be doomed if we don't do it their way. If we don't take all your money, 70% of the rich man's money as well, well, that's why we're all going to die in 12 years if they don't get their way. There's a bunch of little kids sitting around throwing a temper tantrum. And speaking of kids, they want to go out there and get the doggone kids in school indoctrinated in believing that we are doomed. In 12 years, they ain't going to have a planet to live in. Yeah, we need to clean it up. We got a lot of stuff to clean up. But going about it by lying to people, that's just pure ridiculousness. Makes me mad.
Tens of millions of jobs, a huge, huge increase in economic and social equality. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. And we're also joined by the top Democrat on the Senate Finance Committee, the great Ron Wyden. Come on in, Ron.
Thank you, Ed. And the three speakers have said it very well, and what is especially exciting about this morning is the opportunity for reform on several fronts. And I am here today to say, as the senior Democrat on the committee that writes tax policy in the Senate Finance Committee, it's my intention to work with all of these good people to throw the dirty energy tax relics of yesteryear into the garbage can and work to put clean energy front and center for a healthier future for Americans from sea to shining sea. I thank all
our
responses.
Thank you, Ron.
A lot of these folks that you're listening to right now sit around and for the last almost 2 years or more sit around attacking Trump for everything under the sun, trying to find a crime against him. When those 2 years was going by, why weren't they spending their time sitting there trying to get legislation passed that would really do some serious work around? There's a lot of money being wasted, and a lot of the money being wasted is coming from the same people that's sitting here spewing out the propaganda. Now, it's all right for these Democrats to go out there and have lobster and caviar and fancy drinks and ride around in limousines and corporate jets and all this fancy transportation, but it ain't all right for you. This is the difference between communism and freedom. This is where socialism starts off, trying to make it sound good, play on your heartstrings. Everybody's going to be treated equally. Yeah, we're not being treated equally. Ain't nobody in this world being treated equally. And it ain't going to happen until we, the people, decide to do it. This is an uneducated push forward to try to shove whatever they believe in down your throat, regardless of the scientific facts. Talk about turn your lights off for Earth Hour. I'm turning every light I got on and then some. I'll tell you that for a fact.
Are there any questions?
Yeah. Why are you so stupid?
Yes.
I'm very excited about the support. We'll see, you'll see when we introduce this legislation, we have a very large amount of co-sponsors in the Democratic caucus. We're at over 60 now, 60 original co-sponsors in legislation, which is an enormous amount, and we even have more that weren't able to be original co-sponsors, so there are more that are co-sponsoring the legislation even after our initial rollout. I'm very excited. I see, and this includes broad support across the party. I'm very excited about it, and I'm really excited for our party's overall commitment to addressing this issue.
Are you offended that Speaker Pelosi called it a green dream?
No, I think it is a green dream. And I think that it is, and I think that all great American programs, everything from the Great Society to the New Deal, started with a vision for our future. And I don't think that I don't consider that to be a dismissive term. I think it's a great term.
and there is no greater champion on climate change than Nancy Pelosi.
That's right.
I was the chair of the Select Committee on Energy Independence and Global Warming. There's no greater champion. And just at noontime today, she said she welcomes the enthusiasm of the backers of the Green New Deal. And that's what we have here. All issues go through three phases: political education, political activation, political implementation. Mm-hmm. So you're seeing the beginning of the education and activation phase, and ultimately we're going to have the legislative implementation phase of this program as well.
Yeah, so once they get through indoctrinating your children to believe in all their fear-monger tactics and getting them to start, they want to lower the voting age to 15. Are you serious? 15-year-old kid just come out of school believing that the planet's doomed in 12 years. So what do you think that kid's going to vote for? You know, these people know what the heck they're doing. Talk about Nancy Pelosi, one of the biggest ones to try to help out global warming. Really? What's she done? Now, how many years has that lady been there? What has she done? See, I love the environment. And I want us to be able to work in harmony with nature. That's the right thing to do. But to try to perpetrate a big lie, to take away people's freedom, to take away their voice, you don't believe in their basically it's a religion, you don't believe in what they believe in. There's people out there that said they want to throw you in jail because they don't believe, because you are a denier, climate change denier. I've heard it all, man. I have heard it all. This, and every year, every single year without fail, this thing just keeps on perpetrating, and it keeps on growing and growing. You know, you tell a lie long enough, and people start to believe it. You go listen to the news media out there, everything is because of climate change. Heck, if somebody has a toothache or a headache, it's because of climate change. Just crazy.
Is this where the New Deal stands on nuclear power? Is this what the theories in after the initial fact sheet went out that said there was no room for nuclear? Is that where you stand on this?
The resolution is silent on any individual technology which can move us towards a solution of this problem. This is a resolution that does not have individual prescriptions in it. So it is silent, the resolution itself.
So in other words, it doesn't address any funding going out to real research. All it does is basically gives you this big fat lie and doesn't have any kind of solution attached to it. This is just pure unadulterated ridiculousness. It's just driving me nutty. Look, these folks they claim to care about the planet, and they still do the same things that they always do. Al Gore said that the ocean levels was going to rise right before he buys a big old 9-bedroom mansion on the seashore. Now, I think if you really honestly believe that the planet is being heated up and the ocean levels are going to rise, then that's the last place to invest your money in is on the seashore. And so, you know, with that said, these folks can't seem to practice what they preach. You know, they talk about methane and cow farts and cows burping and all that. So we got to stop eating steak or hamburgers or anything like that, because if we don't, then all these cows are going to cause all this methane, and that's going to cause the planet to heat up yet even more. Where in the heck did they get the science? They sure didn't get it from real science. They got it from some sort of Agenda 21, green, whatever the heck it is. It's just total ridiculousness.
That is not part of the resolution.
Are there any Republicans you're talking to that have people with any willingness to come aboard? Can you name any names?
I won't name names, not trying to get anyone in trouble here early. But I do think that it, you know, when I do kind of speak to members of the Republican caucus, there are a few issues where they truly believe and express interest in coming together. And in addition to criminal justice reform and infrastructure, and which this is in many ways an infrastructure bill as well, is the environment. And we are really starting to see that environmental and climate issues are issues that swing voters decide who they're going to cast their vote on. So I'm thrilled to say that there is interest.
Please.
So I think, and I spoke about this morning, is that I think that part of this is also really examining the role of government and what government is for. And I don't think that, I think it's important that we get away, and we also study our economic history, that government expenditure is not always just 100% offset by a tangible increase in that tax that same year. And so so I think that we certainly saw that we certainly see the Republican embrace of that with the tax cut bill, which does not generate economic growth. But I'm looking forward to really communicating that this is an investment. You know, for every $1 that we spend on infrastructure, we get a return on that investment. For every $1 that we spend on tax cuts, we get less than a dollar back. And so this is about making smart.
I wonder if these folks understand that to try to put an infrastructure in like they're talking about, they're actually going to need heavy machinery, big old diesel-powered engines, in order to be able to move tons and tons of stuff. Just think about all the resources that will have to be put into play in order to try to build the infrastructure that they're trying to talk about. It's ridiculousness. It's just pure ridiculousness. So you're going to add tons and tons and tons and tons and tons and then some of carbon into the atmosphere because you think you got to try to clean this planet up like that? No, here's a better idea. Why don't you just start helping to support alternative energy research and get the doggone deal done the right way? You're putting it in the hands of the corporations anyway, telling them that they're going to be the ones that to bring these clean, renewable alternative energies. Has anybody looked into what it takes to make a solar panel or a wind turbine? Has any of these people had they even contemplated on what has to be mined in order to be able to get this stuff done? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. So that's why Saturday, March 30th, 2019, 8:30 p.m., I'm turning every light I got on, and then some. Just crazy people out there.
Investments, and this is about making investments that actually generate returns and not lying about the fact that they generate returns. They actually generate returns.
And one thing we're going to fight for is to make sure that all the renewables, all electric vehicles, that they're getting the same tax breaks that the fossil fuel industry has received for the last 100 years. That's a fight worth having, and they might consider that to be a tax increase, but that is something that we are going to try to remove from the tax rolls of our country. Question? Yeah, yes, right here.
So, I mean, about a decade ago, you and Trump, you were meeting with Lincoln over in Manhattan, right?
Yes.
I can't even hear what's going on in the background. It doesn't matter. It's just all ridiculousness.
Every candidate on both sides for them to have to answer. And yes, that was the year the Koch brothers, that was the year Peabody Coal started to pour their millions into trying to create a climate where people did not believe in climate science. We now have the troops. We now have the money. We're ready to fight. Okay?
Well,
and so the difference between
there.
2009 and 10
let's
and today is we now have our army as well.
Yeah, all right. Let's get it on then. Bring your best to the table. You know? These, I swear, man, get me riled up. These doggone people sit there, they think they got the doggone science backing them up when in fact it's been proven over and over and over and over again that their science is bogus. The science is fraud. Flat out, fudging the numbers, doing whatever they can to ensure that certain people keep the grants and other people keep the power, while these folks are still doing exactly what they were doing before. They're still riding in limousines. They're still riding in jets. They're not taking the subway like they want you to take the subway. And as far as clean, renewable, alternative energy, if they really cared about that, they would be trying to support those industries that are trying to put out the technology that would give them what it is that they want. So what are they going to complain about once the carbon's all gone? I'll tell you what they're going to complain about. Once the carbon's all gone, they're going to be complaining how they're hungry and how there isn't no fresh air to breathe, because once the carbon's all gone, so is the plant food. And when the plants start dying, then you ain't going to have nothing to eat, are you? Look, simple process, photosynthesis. You breathe out CO2, the plants scrub off the carbon, turn it into sugar, and makes plant food, and they release fresh oxygen for you to breathe. We have a symbiotic relationship with nature. The sooner we figure that out, the sooner we start working in harmony with nature, the sooner we start cleaning our environment instead of complaining about our environment, the sooner we'll actually see some results. But as far as this planet being gone in 12 years, bookmark this doggone deal right here. Right here, this podcast, bookmark it. Listen to it in 12 years. Tell me if I wasn't right. See, you're going to have some crazy weather. And I said that a long time ago. I even did a video about it. You're going to have some crazy weather. There's going to be some earthquakes and all kinds of stuff going on. Some crazy weather because of what was going on naturally with this earth. But nonetheless, that just got shot right over the top. And anytime you're supposedly a climate change denier, they turn around and they mark your YouTube with the climate deal, trying to talk about how the consensus is all the most scientists out there agree that climate change is real. Why? Because they want your money, that's why. They flat out want your money. They want the power over you. They want to tell you what you can eat. They want to tell you what you can wear. They want to tell you whether you can or cannot drive. And this is your democracy that they keep bragging about. That's why we have a representative republic. That's why we have an electoral college to keep nutcases like this from having power over the majority of the states. You have to have some common sense in there so that the ones who aren't being represented are being represented. Now, as far as getting the doggone Senate and the Congress to work for the people, first you're going to have to get the money out of the system. Otherwise, they're going to continue to get bribes. Otherwise, they're going to continue to eat lobster, and they're going to continue to eat caviar and fancy wines and champagnes, and they're all going to do it on your tax dollar. These folks want to uproot your life and run you off your land because they think that they're going to be the ones that saves this world. Wait till they get up in these stack and pack housing and disease takes over, and then they turn around and we have an apocalyptic die-off of humanity. It's ridiculous. And guess what? The governments will still go wherever the heck they want.
Okay, you want
to... Sure thing. And I think it's important to you know, just to reiterate on that as well, is that I think a lot of times when people say who lost elections on what, I often think they're wrong, just personally. I don't think that we lose elections by addressing climate change. I don't think we ever have, and I don't think we ever will. I think that what this is really about is how ambitious we're going to be. And what I sense, at least in some portions of the country, is that people grow frustrated because they don't feel like we're being ambitious enough, and people grow frustrated by half measures and solutions that don't comprehensively and effectively touch their everyday lives. And on the other half of the issue, I want to reiterate what Senator Markey also said earlier, is that Nancy Pelosi is a leader on climate, has always been a leader on climate, and I will not allow our caucus to be divided up by silly notions of whatever narrative. We are in this together. We are 100% in this together. And we have different solutions and different mechanisms, different cars we gotta drive to get there. But we gotta take a lot of different paths. We have the Environmental Subcommittee on Oversight. We have the entire Energy and Commerce Committee. We have the Judiciary Committee that also is going to play a role in so many of these tangential effects. And it's going to take all of us doing it together. And I think that's the really important point to get across, because this issue faces all of us, and we are not going to get divided over it, period. We leave no one behind on our solutions.
And we have, by the way, and we have the chairman of the Rules Committee, Jim McGovern, with us, who decides which bills come to the floor of the United States House of Representatives, right? You don't get more powerful than that.
So, the one that decides which bills come to the table out there, and you don't get no more powerful than that, then you think that if there was a real solution on the table and he didn't like it, that it wouldn't come to the table? This is like the movie, the heck is the name? Idiocracy. I mean, it's like, how do all these stupid individuals get elected up outside of election fraud? It's out of dead people voting and people who aren't legally able to vote because they don't have citizenship. They want to make it so that anybody can vote. They want to make it so 15-year-olds can vote. And that's why the Electoral College is where it is, because these folks want to do exactly the reason why the Electoral College was actually put in place to begin with. They want to take away your voice, flat out, and tell you bogus lies based on false science that you're doomed. And if they really seriously were interested in clean, renewable, alternative energy, I'd be the first one to step up and try to help them. But that's not the way it goes. It's not the way it goes. Stan Myers met his doom because he brought to the world a vehicle that would run on water. And there have been many other alternative energy researchers out there that were flat out ripped off and basically either silenced, suicided, or disappeared. That ain't no doggone conspiracy. That's fact. All you got to do is look far enough into it. And so, you know, Charles Two Dog said, we need to get rid of the Electoral College, LMO. Okay, the moment we do that, you'll see what real democracy is all about. And I guarantee you that's basically 100 or 99 wolves deciding with the sheep what they're going to have for dinner. You'll find that out the hard way. So, you know, I'm just saying, look, I'm not trying to be rude or hateful to people, but I'm tired of people lying in order to get what they want. I'm tired of people stealing in order to try to get what they want. I love the environment. I know that we have the technology available to quite literally clean this earth up and work in perfect harmony with nature. And if they're worried about the so-called fossil fuels, then they could beat them at their own doggone game. If you was using a doggone internal combustion engine that was perfectly engineered to utilize that fuel properly, then it would be a clean running machine, regardless. And as far as capturing up CO2 and being able to reuse that carbon for other things, it's the technology's been there. It's been there all along. We're beating a dead horse here. We're fighting against some ignorance that is epic. And there ain't nothing that is ever going to get accomplished as long as people like this want to try to shove things down your throat, try to put in legislation that's going to make you pay more money. Obama flat out said it. Under his plan, your electric bill would necessarily skyrocket. And he said you could open a coal-fired power plant, but you're going to go bankrupt under his plan. So what about those people that need the job? What about taking and re-engineering the way that you're using that coal or the way that you're using the oil? What about it? And what about these so-called advocates of cleaning up nature that won't even get behind something as simple as recycling plastic? Something that simple. Trying to say, oh, it's too expensive to do this. It's too expensive to do that. She's trying to sit there and say nobody's doing nothing. And trying to tell you how they're going to force it down your throat. And yet, whenever people actually come to the table with real solutions, what do you get? Nothing. You get nothing. I ain't one time ever been able to contact a congressman or a senator that ever gave me an honest reply about why an idea that I put on the table was either worthy or not. So, you know, I get the fact that our doggone politicians are bought and paid for, but they keep getting elected and they keep getting supported. If you think Trump is a doggone puppet, then why waste your time sitting there complaining about Trump? If you think that these doggone officials that get elected in the Senate and the congressmen are all puppets and they're all bought and paid for, why do you keep voting for them? Why do you keep saying, yeah, I want you for my representatives? Why are you on a red team or why are you on a blue team? Because you bought the lie. You bought the CNN and the ABC and the Fox News and the MSNBC. You bought the media lies. Otherwise, you wouldn't be sitting around arguing with each other over what, who's right and who's wrong. Instead, we would be taking this tool that we have access to and we would be fixing the world. No, all we get is all this arguing. Talk about getting rid of the doggone agencies that are supposedly there to protect you and trying to call everybody a racist and everything under the sun. Because I'm a white guy, I'm a racist. That's what modern day society says. Because I'm a white guy, I'm a racist. Well, I've got other blood in me that says otherwise. But it doesn't matter. Because of the color of my skin, I'm a racist. I'm sick and tired of hearing it. I'm sick and tired of hearing people call me a climate change denier. If you're going to call me anything, call me as I'm a climate change truther. Because it's all a doggone lie. It's based on bogus science. And then when you try to tell the real science to people, they shut you down. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. If it goes against their agenda, they do not want to hear the facts. But they will call you everything under the sun until you submit and agree to what they're telling you. And then you got the average Joe out there talking about Trump's a racist, Trump's a this, and Trump's that. Trump ain't nothing more than just a man in power. And he's in power to do exactly what he said he was going to do. And if he doesn't do what he said he's going to do, then somebody else will get voted in there. And it may be another criminal. It may be another corrupt individual. Who knows? But this whole bickering back and forth between the average Joe about government is just beyond me. That doggone constitution up there on the wall says, "We the people." This is supposed to be a government by the people, of the people, for the people. And unless you're holding your government accountable for their actions, if you're too busy fighting between Republican and Democrat, you're part of the problem. If you're spreading their propaganda, thinking that you are on the right side of the fence, you're part of the problem. Flat out. There ain't nothing getting accomplished. I spend days and days and hours, years, researching everything that there is to know about alternative energy. And I'm trying to share it with the world. And what do I get? I get attacked by Google. I get attacked by trolls. I get attacked by the average Joe. Want to tell me how stupid I am because their college education said that what I said wasn't right. I get attacked by just flat out jerks. And yet here I am still today. I'm out here hollering about climate change and global warming and climate disruption or whatever's going to be next week when the math doesn't add up, because it is a flat out lie. There is no real science anymore. That's why there's mad science. And mad science tells me that on Saturday, March 30th, 2019, 8:30 p.m., I'm turning every single light on my property on as bright as I possibly can. They're going to see my place from space. And they're going to know, yeah, there's a climate change denier right there, flat out. No, there's a real science right there. There's a real science. There's ways that we can do exactly what nature does and we can clean our environment up. But no, we don't hear that. We don't hear that anybody wants to roll up their sleeves and get their hands dirty and pull the plastic and the tires that they threw into the rivers and the streams. We don't ever hear no average Joe saying, "I'm going to go out there and pick up some trash that some other jerks threw out on the side of the road." very few and far in between people actually get their hands dirty and get some real work done. And when you shout it out to all four points of the compass trying to get something accomplished in this world, and you can't get anybody to share a link, you can't get anybody to share some information, they will tell you about the lizard people. They'll tell you about the aliens and the ancient societies, and they'll tell you about the hidden history of everything under the sun. They'll mock your belief system. They'll do everything that they can to discourage you from even trying to move forward. So do you really want this world fixed or not? That's the big question. If they really want this world fixed, then what are we waiting on? We've got every single piece of the puzzle necessary to resolve every single problem under the sun out there. And clean water, clean renewable alternative green energy, alternative medicines, we've got everything. And we let these doggone corporations and these politicians walk all over us like we're the doggone welcome mat outside the front door. And until the people out there finally decide that enough is enough and we're going to stop paying attention to these idiots out there and getting in there attacking our brothers and sisters, talking smack about which politician's right, which one's a racist, and all this craziness, you know we ain't racist. You know that for a fact. But you're going to sit there and tell everybody out there exactly what somebody told you, just like a parrot. You're going to mock exactly what they said, you're going to repeat. And in the same sense, we're going to continuously be divided amongst each other. When it comes down to mad science, I do mad science because I know we can fix the world. And the mainstream scientists have dropped the ball. The mainstream industry has dropped the ball. They've got technology. I know they've got the technology to do exactly what it is we're talking about, because they done stole it from people like Stan Myers, along with his life. It's all right to geoengineer and play around with radio waves and heating up the ionosphere. It's all right to test things on your population. It's all right to poison the food and the water. And then when the people start fighting to preserve the same beast that is eating them alive, that's when it becomes not all right. When you're out there trying to support the same system that you're complaining about, if you're sitting there calling yourself a Democrat or Republican and you're fighting amongst each other because of what some other stupid politician said, these uneducated individuals are going to define the road into the future. They've already got children going up to congressmen and senators and talking about how we're going to be doomed in 12 years. So we got to do this Green New Deal. Sounds like a whole bunch of communist hooey to me. Sounds like you start off as a socialist and work your way into communist, and look how well that worked for everybody whenever you can't even open your mouth and tell somebody, "I disagree with that science." I wholeheartedly disagree with that science. Along with lots and lots and lots of scientists that are called deniers because they also disagree with that science. Sure, we got some natural disasters, and we're probably going to see a whole lot more. But it ain't got nothing to do with you driving your car around. Now, if you got a cloud of soot over the top of your city, maybe you ought to try not putting so many cars on the road at the same time. But if you ever watch that cloud, it goes down, it doesn't go up. And those cows out there in the middle of nowhere, farting and burping, aren't causing the planet to heat up. And so, the ridiculousness that continues to permeate through the air like some sort of stench of pure evil is going to continue as long as you keep buying the lie. You don't buy the lie. You're going to argue whether or not we should or shouldn't have a doggone electoral college. You're going to argue whether we are or not a democracy or a representative republic. going to argue the facts, going to change the history, going to try to spew out all kinds of things. Everyone's a racist. Everyone's a homophobe. Everyone's a xenophobe. Everyone's a climate change denier. And all the different names that you hear out there laid out on every single one of you. Doesn't matter what you believe in. If you don't fall for what they say is the truth, then you're one of those labels. I refuse to be one of their labels. I refuse to be lied to anymore. Saturday, March 30th, 2019 at 8:30 p.m., I'm lighting them up. I'm lighting this entire place up so bright you can see it from the next 10 galaxies.
Well, I think it's, first of all, I find this hilarious because this president seeks to expand government into the bodies of women. They seek to expand government to spontaneously generate detention centers all along our southern border. They seek to expand government in separating children from their parents. They seek to expand government in passing massive increases in military spending when we have no wars to fight or that we should be fighting. So this is not about who's expanding government. It's about who we're working for. And we're choosing to work for the people of the United States.
Really? That's a hoot? Yeah. I'm just so glad. I'm so glad, man. I'm just so glad that they're working for the people. And working for the people means they're going to tax you into oblivion. Working for the people is they're talking about an even bigger government. Well, they sit there and try to talk about all kinds of different issues under the whole Green New Deal saving the planet that has absolutely nothing to do with saving the planet. Has to do with the liberal agenda. And it's just mind-blowingly ridiculous. It's just, I don't get it. I just don't get it. This is the Washington Post. This is probably one of the most liberal rags out there. And just like the New York Times and all the other propaganda machines out there. We got to get away from mainstream media. We got to get back to talking to each other. We got to start sharing real science and real information real time with one another. And we got to start finding solutions. Sure, our world's in jeopardy. It ain't in jeopardy the way you think. Your freedom's in jeopardy for one, the biggest, most of all. And as far as the wars that are always perpetrated on the people, you're in jeopardy from that as well. But it's all based on bogus science as well. It's all based on scarcity. We don't have enough oil, so we got to go take some. We don't have... Somebody out there wants gold for payment for their oil. And so we can't have that because we're not backed by gold. So we got to go over there and we got to sort that out. Folks, it's the bankers scamming. It's the doggone politicians scamming. It's the corporations scamming. It's the military-industrial complex scamming. And now it's we the people. You all scamming each other. Sitting here using propaganda to try to perpetrate a fraud that you supposedly are up against. We can clean this planet up. But it's going to take some people getting off the doggone couch. Wonder what more craziness comes out of these people's mouth.
Beautiful. Excellent. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
So, you talked about being 100% united, but today... Speaker Pelosi appointed a climate commission that you were not on, mm-hmm. and in her remarks today said she had not even read mm-hmm. the resolution. Mm-hmm. So how sure are you that she's behind this effort?
I know, so Speaker Pelosi and I have spoken at length about climate. We share this priority. She did, in fact, invite me to be on the committee. And so I don't think that this is a snub. I don't think that this is anything like that. And we can have the conversation about the committee another day. But today is about the vision that we're putting forward and the actual legislative plan. And that is, right now, this legislative scope is the only legislative scope that has been presented in this Congress.
As a follow-up, why did you decide not to serve on the committee?
I think that, and again, I think I serve on the Environmental Subcommittee of Oversight. I'm on four subcommittees. We're doing this. And additionally, the Select Committee is an investigatory body, and I'm really excited to support Representative Castor in her agenda in holding these hearings in frontline communities. And we also have, so they're tackling the investigative piece, and right now we're tackling the legislative piece.
And just to go back, just to the Waxman-Markey bill in 2009, it could not have passed without Nancy Pelosi.
That's right.
On the floor of the House of Representatives, and it reduced greenhouse gases by 80% by the year 2050. The reason we're here now is that our scientists are now saying to our president, that is, federal government scientists are now saying to their own president, in defiance of his views on climate science, that it's even more urgent that we act sooner. The UN scientists are saying the same thing. So there's
the bogus, bought out, sold their soul to the devil scientists are perpetrating this lie. Flat out. CO2 is nothing more than two oxygen molecules, atoms, whatever terminology makes you more comfortable, connected to one carbon. Two oxygens, one carbon, which makes it heavier than oxygen. And when you get up at 10,000 feet, the air gets really thin. You get up higher than that, it gets even thinner. And there's a certain point where oxygen can't make it there because of what we call gravity. And so you want to tell me how it is that something that is heavier than something that can't make it up to a certain level in our atmosphere is magically going up there? And how it's able to not block out the sunlight, but trap in certain rays that cause us to get hot. Why it is it's snowing on one side and it's hotter than heck on the opposite side. It's like either we live in a closed loop system, or the model that they tell you that, you know, we're open to space, right on the outside of our atmosphere is the cold, dark space. Half of our land is in the sunlight, the other half is in the dark for half the day apiece. And so with that said, when you gather up some heat on one side and then you finally get around to the other side on the dark side, you still got enough stored energy to keep you warm through most of the night, even though it does get colder at night than it does during the daytime. So that's simple physics. That's simple science. But if you're able to block out that radiation that supposedly heats up ours, then I just, oh my gosh, I'm just going insane. The doggone basic science of the whole deal discounts every lie that they've ever told. And how somebody who calls himself a scientist can actually come out there and agree to this rubbish is beyond me. We're sitting here in the year 2019 in front of computer systems that have the vast sum of all man's knowledge at our fingertips. We've got every single talent under the sun at our fingertips. And yet, here we are, having a stupid conversation about turning our lights off for Earth Hour to save the planet. Really? How many people on this world do you think are actually going to fall for that? I'd say probably quite a substantial amount of people will actually fall for that. They'll turn their lights off. I ain't going to be one of them. Because I'm going to light it up. I'm going to light them up. Every single light I got, they're all getting lit up. Because I know the truth. I paid attention in science class. These folks apparently did not pay attention in science class. These folks can't even work on their own vehicle, so how the heck they even know what that vehicle even does? And how they got into the Senate and the Congress is beyond me. It's mind blowing. I gotta take a music break because this is driving me nuts. Stay tuned, you're listening to Mad Science.
Traveling down the road, my burden with this ashman. I got the devil to
frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Can you read?
So if you want to save the earth, do it with the truth. Don't do it with a lie. You know, if there's one thing that frustrates me, it is people sitting there telling bold-faced lies and spreading propaganda just so that they could try to further their own whatever type of agenda. This whole earth hour, turn your lights off, it just, I can't believe that there are this many people in the world that have bought into so many lies. Saturday, March 30th, 2019, 8:30 p.m., they say turn your lights off for an hour, for earth hour. I'm lighting mine up. I'm going to light every light bulb I got up. I'm going to light them so bright you'll be able to see it from space. Because I'm done with all this lying bull. It just drives me nutty. You got the medical industry out there butchering people. You got the fuel industry out there basically just mauling the people. And under these folks' plan, you're going to end up paying more to begin with. Like you couldn't afford what you had already. The auto industries, every industry out there, they got all of them got problems, and all of them can be resolved. But the first thing that needs to be resolved, because we've got alternative energy, we've got alternative medicines, we've got alternatives to the system. And until we implement those plans and start building things together, it's not going to get done. These folks out here, they tell the lies so that they can get elected and re-elected. People buy it. People buy into the lie. They want to lower the voting age because they want to stay in power. They're not going to shut their electricity off. I wonder how many of these folks here are going to turn their lights off for an hour. Honestly. I wonder how many of these folks are going to walk to work instead of driving to work. I wonder how many of these people are going to find some other means of transport, like a rickshaw back and forth, instead of something that burns the so-called fossil fuels. They're not. It's hypocrisy, based on a lie, a massive lie. It says on that webpage, we live in an interconnected world. Every action we take impacts life around us. And increasingly, those impacts are harmful. What are they talking about? Because you drive your car, you're harming the environment. Because you live in a fancy house, you're harming your environment. Because industry does what industry does is why the environment has issues. But you're driving in a car in a city that there are thousands, if not millions, of cars in one city, and then you wonder why, if you stand on the hill from out in the country, look down in, you see a murky cloud over the city. Well, yeah, sure, those folks down there in that city are probably breathing some cruddy smoke. But out in the country, nature's already cleaned that mess up. And if you notice the cloud, it stays over the city. It doesn't go out and move up and turn the sky, the whole entire sky dark, just right above that city. Because that crud can't defy the laws of physics. It can't defy gravity. So, it also says on there, over ever-growing demand for food, water, energy is changing the climate faster than predicted. So because there's more people and more food necessary, it's causing it to speed up. And it comes at a cost for wildlife, wild places, and people everywhere. The Earth Hour, millions of people around the world will turn off their lights for 1 hour to show their steadfast commitment to protecting nature. Look, if you want to turn your lights off to protect nature, that's one thing. But you turn your lights off because you bought into the scam that they mixed in with the sad factor to make you feel your heart all feel squishy because, oh, we got to protect the animals, so we got to not drive our cars or have our lights on. is sheer ridiculousness. So when they start doing that, when they turn their lights off, I'm turning mine on. And anybody out there who's tired of the climate change lie, I encourage you to do the same thing. If you're tired of being propagandized to and tired of being lied to, tired of being manipulated, if you've actually got out there and you've done your due diligence and your research and you understand that it is a lie that has been perpetrated on the people to milk them for more tax money. You notice these folks here are talking about taxing. Taxing. We're going to tax this. We're going to tax that. Do you understand where those tax monies come from? Do you get the point that whenever they talk about raising somebody's taxes, it either means the difference between you not being able to get a job because companies aren't going to hire anymore, or whether or not that you end up paying more on your electric bill or your food bill? We live on an earth that's 3/4 covered in water, and there's people in this world that can't get a fresh glass of water. Why is that? That's because of industry. That's because people are irresponsible. That's because those who could help those folks put in infrastructure so that they can get fresh water won't help those folks, because you can't have this country come up to your level, because then you wouldn't be able to control them and steal their diamonds and their gold and their resources. So you got to keep them stupid. You got to keep them down. That's what the system does. And that's why the world's in the shape it's in. That's why there's wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famines and pestilence. And when the average Joe supports ridiculousness like these senators and congressmen sitting out there talking they're going to force it on you, talking about their scientists, talking about the government scientists, the same scientists that know that if they come out against climate change or global warming, they're going to lose their funding and they're going to lose their job. They're going to lose their credibility because the supposed mainstream says that it's real. Really? When they was calling it global warming, I was shoveling 2 feet of snow off of my yard. When they started calling it climate disruption, it was raining cats and dogs outside. Every time the weatherman said one thing, something else would happen. It might be pouring down in my neighborhood and as dry as a bone in yours. Might have something to do with spraying crud in the air. Might have something to do with NASA. You know, they have a, quite literally, a hydrogen engine that they're supposedly testing to take men to Mars. That whenever they fire this thing up and run it for 60 seconds, it produces a massive cloud above it. Look it up. You can watch it happen. There's documentaries on it. And then they say that somebody within the next hour is going to get rained on. That's because you just pumped all that hydrogen and oxygen up into the atmosphere, and when it gets cool, it recombines and turns into water and falls, just like water does. That's science. But never the mind the fact that whenever you do that, you change temperature in that particular area. And when you change temperatures, according to science, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So if you heat up this side over here, it's going to cause the wind to blow that way. If you go out and intentionally start a forest fire, then you'll see fire tornadoes. You'll see all kinds of stuff. And if you got machinery and weaponry out there that you're using to test on the people, start a fire here, cause a storm over there. And we haven't even got into fracking. When you take the hydraulic pressure out from underneath the ground that you're standing on, something's got to give. Either that gas or that water or whatever, the oil, was up underneath that ground. It was holding pressure against that ground. So if you drain off half the water table and then you end up with a sinkhole, and then you ask why that happened, well, you didn't pay attention in science class. And you obviously didn't pay attention to mad science. Because common sense dictates if you take the hydraulic pressure out from underneath your foundation, it's going to crack. It's as simple as that. But they don't talk about that. The ones out there advocating for fracking, shooting cruddy chemical water down into the ground and cracking open the ground to release gas pressure, and then they're wondering why there's so many doggone sinkholes popping up everywhere. Or when they blow a hole through a salt mine and the swamp drains down into the mine itself. They don't think about that. And for all these folks advocating for a change in the infrastructure and going out there and tearing down buildings and building new zero emission houses, perfectly sustainable houses, well, where's those resources coming from if you're not even willing to pick up something as simple as a plastic bottle cap? I sent information to all four points of the compass for so many different subjects to politicians and supposed representation and got not one true response. Nothing. Not even a thank you for your message. Nothing. And I sent it out over and over again. I sent it all over the place. I sent it to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Emailed the president. I got an idea. Now, does anybody ever say, well, what's your idea? And they hear me out? Nope. They don't got time for that. They don't got time to watch a video. They don't got time to put a thumb up on it. They don't got time to share a link. But they do have time to come out there and talk like these people and tell you what they're going to do to you, not for you.
No question that Nancy Pelosi was the champion and will continue to be the champion to put together the team on every legislative committee to produce the legislation to solve this problem.
And by the way, we have three members of the Select Committee here right now with us.
Beautiful.
So, give them a big round of applause.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Beautiful. And we've got Energy and Commerce here, too. So.
Excellent. Yes. Yes, sir.
The more important.
That would be a good problem to have. That would be an excellent discussion that we will have to have. My own feeling is that this is going to be such a powerful issue in the 2020 election cycle that we're going to have the Republican support all across the country to pass it with 60 votes and a supermajority in the House as well. That's what this mobilization is all about.
Now, what you're going to end up with is an overwhelming flood of Republican voters. Because this has been done, it's been done, and done, and done. See, some of these turkeys got elected because some folks were frustrated because of the lies and propaganda on the government, but and by the government, for the government, both in both directions. That they just come out in droves and they voted for a guy named Donald Trump because he was telling the mainstream media off. They like that because the mainstream media has been telling lies after lies after lies. And when the alternative media got powerful, well, that just scared the heck out of them, didn't it? Because now you get censored on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all these different social media network platforms. You can't talk about certain things. You can't say that I don't believe in global warming without having a little tag underneath your video that says the Wikipedia version of it. Some folks out there trust Wikipedia. I don't trust Wikipedia. I don't trust them because they're biased. I don't trust them because they're not truthful. So, regardless of all that kind of stuff, if I share a Wikipedia link, it's just because this is what the people out there are saying. So is it truth or is it fiction? That's for you to decide. You have to do some doggone research. And apparently these folks ain't done no research other than in how to tear on the heartstrings of people and call everybody, you're a racist if you don't do this. What is that? Seriously.
No, I believe that we're going to start in the House to look at all of the options that are available to deal with this issue, and I think we'll start to see bills that are developed. Over on the Senate side, you already heard Ron Wyden talk about Senate finance in terms of the development of smart ways in which we can advance the renewable energy agenda in our country. So it begins now. Okay, there's a mobilization which has begun. There's a Congress is a stimulus response institution. There's nothing more stimulating than tens of millions of people who are saying, we want something done now. And they don't mean 2021. They mean right now. Yeah, right over here.
Yeah, no, this is an excellent question. I think a lot of what we're trying to do is transition our nation's infrastructure, because one of the reasons why low-income communities do not have access to renewables is because of what our default is. Our default is fossil fuels. And so what we're trying to do is make sure and transition our national default to renewables and clean energy. And so when our default is renewable, when our default investments are clean, then all of us by default, regardless of income, will have access to those energy sources.
Beautiful. Yes, sir.
Sorry, you can't hear the questions in the background.
Sure. And again, a lot of this goes into the actual structure of what we're doing. We're laying forth the resolution, and the resolution outlines the scope of the bills that will kind of be considered Green New Deal projects or bills. And so I think that taking that approach can strategically really bring us together. One of those things that I'm really looking forward is figuring out how we fully fund coal miners' pensions. Because it is that economic fear that is kind of preventing us from transitioning. So we do, and we are placing the workers in those communities, not the fossil fuel corporations, but the interests of the workers first. And I know that we all have a commitment to making sure that we are not putting one type of energy forward at the expense of a community's way of life. And so I look forward to cleaning the water in West Virginia. I look forward to working with grassroots activists in making sure that we are protecting the environment in West Virginia and making sure that all of those pensions get fully funded, their wages get higher, and that they have a sustained way of life.
And again, while the resolution does not mention any specific technology, it talks about any technology that can dramatically reduce greenhouse gases. So while it doesn't mention carbon capture and sequestration, we are open to whatever works, and we're going to leave it to the committees in the Congress to devise the smartest ways in which those technologies are incentivized.
Well, if that's the case, we're in trouble.
Well, it's pretty clear that in 2010, the Waxman-Markey bill died on the Senate floor, and it never really came to a vote. So, without question, there's a lot of energy that is in the House of Representatives, but I am very confident that this movement is going to grow so large and so powerful that we're going to find Republican senators who are going to want to work across the aisle to produce solutions. And if not, it's going to become a voting issue in the 2020 election cycle. Okay, last question. Yes, sir. Again, the resolution deals with principles. We don't deal with any individual approach that would be taken.
So essentially, they don't deal in any kind of solutions. They're just trying to push an agenda through so that they can continue to stay in power. You heard him say out of his own two lips that they're getting really powerful. They're getting really powerful because they're convincing people around the world that we're doomed in 12 years if we don't start paying the government more money. If we don't make the government larger. You see, sitting there talking about how they were going to try to figure out a way to fund these people in the coal mine, fund their retirement plan, so to speak, or pensions, so that whenever they destroy the coal industry, that these people still have money. Well, guess where that money's coming from? It's coming from your pocket. And so that's why they don't care. They don't care that it's coming from your pocket. They don't care that you're going to pay a higher light bill. They don't care. They just want what they want, regardless of the cost. And if we're already trillions of dollars in debt using funny money from the Federal Reserve, then imagine what we're going to be when this is all said and done. And when the people start getting all irate like they did over in New Zealand and all the different places where you hear all these problems going on, when they start not having food and when they start having financial issues, you think they're not going to get rowdy here? Of course they're going to get rowdy here. And this was a planned event all along. That is exactly what they wanted. And these people that are perpetrating this lie, they're ones that want to get this thing gone. They said they want to get rid of America. No more America. No more USA is what they said. George Soros loves that. And you go look into the backgrounds of some of these so-called politicians and even Ocasio-Cortez or whatever and look and see who's backing them up and you'll find out a few things. Do a little bit of research. And then see if you want to still support these individuals. See if you want to give up your way of life. Now, I get it. I get it. Helping people out around the world, that's a great thing. But if you're too weak to survive because you can't even pay for food for your own family or energy for your to keep yourself warm or cool, whichever the case may be, wherever you're at, because of the system, the one that supposedly said we need clean, renewable, alternative energy. And then when you try to give it to them, out comes the trolls. Out comes the attacks. Out comes the indoctrinated college students. The keyboard warriors trying to tell you how stupid you are. I don't believe they really want clean, renewable, alternative energy. If they was serious about what they're saying, it'd have been done. Because we have all the science and technology to back it up already. Like I said, we're sitting here in the year 2019, and we have access to all this information out here on the internet. And what are we using it for? To attack each other. To go out there and complain about the government. Oh, the government's so bad. Yeah, they're corrupt. Because we allow them to be corrupt. Not holding their feet to the fire. We're not holding the Congress and the Senate accountable for their lies. And when those in the alternative media attempted to do just that, then that's when the suppression came in. That's when YouTube and Twitter and Facebook started shutting them down. If you had a conservative view, they shut you down. If you didn't believe in climate change, they shut you down. And if they didn't directly shut you down, they shut you down by putting a tag underneath your video with the alternative view. Climate change is real, according to Wikipedia. Climate change is a lie at the way that they've been telling it. Saturday, March 30th, 2019, 8:30 p.m. is going to be a bright day for me. And I say day because 8:30, it's usually dark. Well, it's going to be daylight around here. Because I'm lighting them up. I'm lighting everything up. I'm going to turn my toaster on. I'm going to turn my heaters on. I'm going to turn everything. The radio full blast. I tell you what, that doggone meter on my deal may spin like a top and I might have to pay an hour's worth a few extra pennies, but it's going to be worth it to stand up against a lie. Turn off your lights for Earth Hour. Yeah, right. Those of you that fall for that and turn your lights off, have fun sitting in the dark. I guarantee you those politicians ain't following your lead. I guarantee you they're still getting in corporate jets and cars and limousines and airplanes, trains or whatever. And they're still eating lobster and caviar and drinking champagne on the tax dollar. You think that system ain't corrupt, then you ain't been paying attention. And if you're going to sit around and talk about how bad Trump is, you need to talk about how bad all of them are. Because he's the only one that I've ever heard that's ever come out and told the mainstream media just like it is, that they're fake news, that they're lying. They're lying to the people. Wasting millions of dollars on some sort of bogus investigation, just trying to find dirt on anybody connected to that man. Whether he's guilty or not is irrelevant. A fraction of the budget wasted on their meals, a fraction of the budget wasted on a bogus investigation, a fraction of the budget gave to these fake climate scientists could solve so many things in this world, and it'd be ridiculous. So I'm not falling for it. I'm not shutting my lights off. I'm turning them all on. Saturday, March 30th, 2019, 8:30 p.m. I'm going to have a one-switch system where I can flip it on and the whole entire place lights up. That's how I'm going to protest against the ridiculousness. And y'all want to save a few pennies and shut your lights off? More power to you. Because the cool thing about what it is I'm talking about, it's your life, it's your decision. And nobody else should tell you what you have to do or what you don't have to do. What you can say or what you can't say. If we're supposedly living in a free country, which I really highly doubt, if we're supposedly living in a world that wants to come together and fix things, which I highly doubt, if we're supposedly on the search for clean, renewable, alternative energies, which I highly doubt, if we're supposed to be out there looking for a cure for cancer, which I know for a fact is a bold-faced lie, because the science is already there, so the medical industry butchers our families, the financial industry butchers our wallet, the doggone industries out there are butchering everything. So you're being attacked mentally, financially, emotionally, physically by a system that some of y'all come out there and keep rooting for. It's crazy. When the people that actually matter, the we, the people, that could come together and resolve it real time, are too busy fighting amongst each other. That's why I call it mad science. That's why I do this. Because if there's somebody in this world that can't even get a fresh glass of water, we got a problem. And I don't see any of these congressmen or senators going over there handing some folks some bottled water or a filtration system. With all the thousands and millions of dollars that they waste getting elected, imagine how much positive they could have done with that money instead of lying to the people so that they could get a seat of power so they could have notoriety. They're not getting nothing resolved for the people. Sitting around eating $1,000 meal, and yet there's somebody in this world that can't even get a crumb to eat. They're trying to play class warfare on you while they're out there being the hypocrites that they truly are. I haven't ever seen one single politician that I can trust. I haven't ever seen one single politician that would do exactly what they said they were going to do. With exception of Trump, from what I've seen so far, he's done what he said he was going to do, regardless of whether you agree or disagree with him. Nonetheless, it's still the same thing. It's all the same thing. You rest your doggone future on one man, then you're doomed to fail. you rest your future on each other, then you're then you're bound to succeed. That's what I've been preaching. But I'm not going to turn my lights off on science that's based on a lie. I'm not going to pay no carbon tax. I'm not going to pay a tax just so that I can breathe. And if I was ever able to be successful in their deal of getting rid of all CO2 in the world, number one, you're going to be drinking flat soda pop. Number two, you're going to have to hold your breath. Number three, the doggone plants aren't going to have no food, because that symbiotic relationship with the carbon and the plant life has been seriously disrupted. So it's okay for the governments to spray crud in your airs to cause you all kinds of bronchial problems, to cause different types of asthma and Alzheimer's. It's okay for them to lace your vaccine with things that they know are harmful to your children, while at the same time, out the other side of their neck, they're talking to you about protecting your children. It's okay for them to flood our nations full of immigrants who aren't coming here to blend in, that are bringing their own hateful ideologies with the intention of fully taking over. So how is that going to stop the wars? How is that going to be the Green New Deal, when all that's going to accomplish is starting more feuds, more fights, until it breaks out into an all-out civil war? And when it's all said and done, these so-called officials, the senators and congressmen, the military-industrial complex, already have it in play, the rules set down, the laws in place, so that just such an emergency that you finally get fed up and take to the streets, that they have you in check. And they will come around and they will forcefully make you do and comply to what they say. That's what we're up against, folks. And that's why something as simple as turning your lights off for Earth Hour, Saturday, March 30th. Turn your lights off and support the man. Turn your lights off and support the system, the same system that is the beast that's eating humanity alive. Turn your lights off to support communism. Turn your lights off to support the Agenda 21 program. Turn your lights off. I'm turning mine on to support freedom. I'm turning mine on to support truth. I'm lighting them up. I'm going to light them up as bright as I can possibly get them. And I'm going to turn my music up as loud as I can possibly get it. I'm going to start my car. I'm going to run it with all the lights and the stereo going. Heck, I might even start a tire fire out there in the woods. Whatever it takes. Because I'm not buying the lie. I'm not buying it. When people want to get down to real science and get to work and roll their sleeves up and start cleaning this world, then I'm on board. But if all they're going to do is what these folks just got through spewing out for God knows how long during this deal, the lies and the propaganda, the legislation of taking away your property and your freedom, well, they got old crazy Herod Shaziz to contend with. I'm not doing it. I'm not turning my lights off. So, you got to choose. you got to choose whether or not you want to support freedom and stand up for truth, or if you want to be one of the sheep that basically follows in with the rest of the sheep and does what these folks are advocating for. When your electric bill gets higher and higher every month, it's a good thing for the Green New Deal. When your food prices keep going up, it's a good thing for the Green New Deal. When all these people keep coming in, molesting your country with their crazy ideology, it's a good thing for the Green New Deal. This was a plan from start to finish to implement Agenda 21 and force you into a situation to where you have to comply. It's plain and simple. There are no ifs, ands, or buts. They knew that a certain faction of people were never going to blend with the United States of America. They knew that they weren't going to blend in Europe. They knew they weren't going to blend in Africa, because people had their own culture and they had their own heritage. They knew it. And they produced the wars that caused the immigration. They opened up the gates and they sent these people into areas where their heritage and other heritage were going to clash. They knew that they were going to clash. And then obviously, as if the writing wasn't already on the wall, the problems began. So if what I'm telling you is not the truth, turn your lights off. Saturday, March 30th, 2019, 8:30 p.m. Turn your lights off. Now I'm turning mine on. Because I'm going to support the truth. And I'm going to shout it to all four points of the compass as long as there is anyone out there listening. I'm tired of being propagandized. I'm tired of being lied to. I'm tired of being stolen from. I'm tired of being mocked and ridiculed by the same doggone people out there that say they want to fix the world, that say they want us united, that say they want peace, love, and harmony. That ain't the way you get it. The way you get it is rolling up your sleeves and getting down there in the trenches and fixing. Doing the research. When somebody dies of something that they shouldn't be dying of, and when the kids are sitting around and their hair's falling out, and there's treatment available such as a hyperbaric oxygen chamber that could actually get stem cells activated again, but yet that treatment is too expensive for the average Joe to be able to afford, and yet they will put them through the misery of chemotherapy and the torture only to maybe extend their life a few more months, maybe a couple years, and they're sick constantly. That's not curing. They butcher people. Diabetic ulcers that could be healed by that same type of therapy, and they still butcher people. And the coal industries and the governments, hand in hand, jacking your light bill up. Cost them more money to use the lights yesterday than it did yesterday, because we're having trouble finding coal, or we're having trouble finding oil. It's all a lie, people. It's all a bold-faced, dirty, evil lie. If you think I'm wrong, then get out there and do some real research. Stop buying into the propaganda. Stop buying into the mainstream media lies. And even those in the alternative media that want to put further an agenda. Follow the money trail. Follow these politicians back to who's backing them. And if that don't alarm you, then nothing will. If we still got wars in all these other nations and they're still over there selling drugs, and the drugs constantly keep coming across the border in all different directions, human trafficking, and so much more. You want to talk about a crisis of humanity, it's a worldwide issue. Mad science was put here to try to resolve problems. But you can't resolve problems if there's nobody else willing to roll up their sleeves and get down to business. If these folks out there in the government really wanted clean, renewable, alternative energy, I say they should put their money where their mouth is. I say they should support individuals out there doing research into that type of clean, renewable, alternative energy, green energy, whatever they want to call it. I say they put their money where their mouth is. Build a building and bring all the brilliant minds to that building and have them get to work on designing efficient machinery. But answer me this. Have you seen them do it yet? Have you seen them even mention it yet? Have you seen them calling out to the world for guys like myself that are in that research? Nope. It's all the scientists that are corporate owned and government bought and paid for. It's all the college educated kids that were able to get lucky enough to be in the right place at the right time to be able to do research. It's colleges like MIT and Yale and Harvard that get big, huge grants. Who gets those patents whenever these brilliant individuals design something? Who gets the copyright on it? Who gets the financial benefit? Is it you? No, you get a new iPhone. You get a new laptop, if you can afford it. Otherwise, you get nothing. So you want to talk about class warfare? There's your class warfare. Your class warfare is as simple as this. It doesn't matter which group of people you fall under, which category you fall under. They don't have your best interest at heart. If they did, we would have already solved every bit of this. We would have solved it all. But we're not. And we ain't going to at this rate. And people are going to sit around, they're going to continue to argue until finally enough's enough and people get mad and they blow their stack. And you're going to continue to have false flags, you're going to continue to have suppression, you're going to continue to have censorship, you're going to continue to watch your doggone rights deteriorate. You're going to see it. Because that's their plan. That's been their plan all along. You know, I got friends that are supposedly friends. And they tell me that I stand on a soapbox. I'm standing on a soapbox. I find that really offensive. Because if I'm out here and I'm speaking the truth and I'm hoping that I'll inspire somebody to go out there and actually do some research or go out there and actually build some projects and actually do something good for the world, then I guess the soapbox is where I belong. I don't sit out here and tell everybody I'm smarter than everybody in the world. I sit out here and try to inspire those with talents to come together and get things resolved. That's what I want. But I want people to be wise enough to have enough discernment to know when they're being lied to know when these people are playing them like a banjo. You go listening to their platform and you'd swear them down. These were the nicest folks. They want to take care of everybody. They just want to legislate everybody into the ground to do it. They want to pass more laws. Make the government bigger and bigger. So, you're either going to support the government or you're going to support each other. It's your choice. Said that this Earth Hour, millions of people around the world will turn off their lights for 1 hour to show their steadfast commitment to protecting nature. Together, we'll speak up for wildlife and forest. We'll show our support for rivers and oceans, and we'll rally around crucial actions needed to curb climate change. Yeah, sounds wonderful, right? I'm an environmentalist. I love the environment. I love nature. And if I thought carbon emissions was really causing it, I wouldn't be out here saying, turn your lights on. Nope. But I paid attention in science class. And if I'm wrong, if I am truly wrong, step forward with your evidence. Step forward with your best scientist, with your best college-educated individuals. Step forward with all the environmentalists, and let's have a live debate. Where are they at? Are they going to come here and shout me down and ignore the facts like they do every other person out there who tries to tell the truth? They don't want you to hear the truth. Otherwise, it would have been a done deal. It's disgusting. I'm turning my lights on. I wonder how many people out there are going to follow my suit. You know, sharing podcasts and sharing links and sharing support for each other, sharing research is how we become smarter, more powerful. It's how we, the people, get real solutions to the table. So what's your choice? That's the question. I just don't know. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a quick music break. That's what I'm going to do. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Now I'm gonna come back and polish this off.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive.
I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. Pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive.
North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive.
Thank you.
crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
I got a laptop. I make music with my friends. I've got a laptop, baby. I make music with my friends. There it is.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Yeah, I can describe the ruckus. I heard the ruckus, too. It's called Mad Science. You're listening to Mad Science at www.shazizradio.com. I probably made a whole lot of people angry. That's all right. I mean, it's just like if you can't speak the truth in this day and age, then why even speak at all? If you're going to back up something that isn't based on real science and expect somebody who's studied science all their life to try to just conform and just let it go in one ear out the other while knowing that they are stealing from the people of the world under the guise of a fraud, then you're going to hear me here on Mad Science talk about it. And this is what they're doing. They're out there perpetrating a fraud in order to get themselves into power. It's okay for them to eat lobster and caviar and drink fancy wines and champagnes and ride around in limousines and have guns protecting them. Having the powerful arm of the military and the powerful arm of the Secret Service and all that protecting them. It's all right for them to be the untouchables, to get out there and spew their rhetoric in front of the Senate and the Congress and tell lies. It's all right for them to do all that. You tell them. You try to do it. You try to do what they've been doing. You try to get by with it. You try to pull the same tactics as the average Joe and find out. Find out what you get. We all know what you and I would get. We get censored. We get jailed. And in some case scenarios, we might even get disappeared. So, with that said, I'm gonna form my own protest. On the date in question, that the World Wildlife .org site is promoting Saturday, March 30th, 2019 at 8:30 p.m. to turn off your lights to save the planet. Turn them off for an hour is what they say. Well, because I know it's based on a lie. You want to try to tug on my heartstrings and talk about the wildlife and the forest and the rivers and the oceans and all that kind of stuff, you're talking to the wrong person, because I love this planet. I love this earth. This earth is a beautiful, self-contained biosphere of epic proportions. It recycles everything. It wastes nothing. And for you to come out there and try to tell the children of the world that we're doomed in 12 years, for you to go out there and try to use the strong arm tactics of the power of the government to force us to comply to a lie? No. It ain't gonna happen. So I'm turning all my lights on. Every last one of them. I'm turning my radios on. I'm turning my car on. I might even sit there and hit the accelerator a bunch of times and gun the heck out of it. I'm going to do everything. Who knows, I might even start a tire fire in my yard. Just out of protest. This planet This planet knows what to do with things. Planet, Earth, whatever you think we're living in, it doesn't matter. Nature is the best recycler. Nature is the best teacher. And I want to see us working hand in hand with nature. I want to see us clean up our water. I want to see us clean up our land. I want to see us feed the hungry and shelter the homeless. I want to see us give fresh water to the thirsty. And if we can't do that with real science, if we can't do that with technologies available to us to this very day, then we may as well just go back to the Stone Age. And I may as well stop wasting my breath. Because if isn't nothing going to be done, if nobody's going to want to attempt to resolve these issues, if the brilliant minds of the world aren't willing to come together, not under some one world government or some one world religion, some one world ideology, under a one world understanding that we the people are the ones that actually get things done. If we're not willing to do that, and we're going to sit around and wait for the governments and the corporations to do it for us, then we're going to get exactly what we've got. More corrupt politicians coming out there lying, talking out the side of their neck, promising everything under the sun, saying they're there to take care of the little people, saying they're there to take care of the indigenous people, to take care of the gay, the straight, everybody. Except nowadays, the white guy. Because if you're white, you're racist. You're homophobe, you're xenophobe, you're all these different types of phobes. Just because the color of your skin. Now you tell me that ain't racist. Now I sit here and I pour out love out of my heart all the time in every single direction and I try to pull this world together. But for me to be labeled by the system as any of those labels, I know the truth will stand for itself. And I'll stand for the truth. So, for those folks out there who believe themselves to be awake and they believe yourself to be a truther and you believe the system is skewed in the favor of those who run it, the international banking systems, the so-called Federal Reserve that basically gives you worthless pennies, copper-coated zinc, you don't even get silver, dimes, or quarters anymore. All you get is garbage. Cheap old garbage funny money. You could get the same kind of money with the same kind of value in a Monopoly game. And that's how these folks use this system. Use the media, the entertainment system to degrade humanity. To mock and ridicule women and Christians or anybody that they disagree with. It's an evil system. Hollywood is full of filth. Washington is full of filth. The government is full of filth. And if the people do not finally come to a consensus amongst each other that we got to work together and stop treating each other like this, then ain't nothing going to change. Nothing's going to get any better. And all that trash you hear about floating around in the ocean, it's going to still be there. Nature will gradually break it back down into its natural elements. And it's just a matter of whether or not do we have the time. Because nature has all the time in the world. Because nature is the world. Do we have the time to wait until nature can clean up the mess of mankind? Or are we going to sit back and wait until nature does what nature does? Solves problems one day at a time. So we learn from that example and we start working together. We don't need these governments. We don't need these corporations. We don't need the people out there who are actually making the messes to give you those little trinkets that keep you satisfied. I'm not satisfied with a trinket. I'm satisfied with solutions and real answers to real problems. Such as if there's a child that needs a glass of water, I want them to have a clean one. So, that's why I call it mad science. This is why I do what it is that I do. And I will stand on the side of truth no matter what. No matter how unpopular it is. I spent a lifetime studying everything that there is to know in every single direction about everything possible that I can imagine. I paid attention in school. I know my science. I know my physics. And I paid attention to nature. And when the lie is being told that is oppressing the people, that's when I'm going to stand up. And that's when I'm going to shout it to all four points of the compass. And I'm going to do what it is that needs to be done and say what needs to be said. Folks, the Mad Science Show is coming to an end for today. But after this show, the Music with Kara Hour and the Hope Show, I hope you tune into those. Maybe they'll be in a better mood than I am. But I'm not going to stand idly by while I watch people in this world suffer and not open my mouth while people are out there being hypocritical and saying the things that they're saying, trying to grow the government beyond all imagination and legislate our freedoms away on a regular basis. I don't know how some of these folks ever even got elected outside of election fraud. I don't know how it is that they're able to have a platform to speak and say the ridiculousness that they say. I don't know who's actually behind the scenes of the entire system, with the exception of the financial institution and the military-industrial complex that makes it possible for this propaganda to be spread far and wide. I don't know who's behind the scenes that has destroyed YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media networks out there that give us a voice to talk to each other. But I'll tell you one thing. As long as I have a voice, as long as Shaziz Radio is around, mad science is going to thrive. That's what I got to say about it. And I don't think I've missed out on anything there so far. I'm double checking. I'm checking and I'm rechecking to make sure I said all that I needed to say. But one thing's for sure, set your calendar to it. Saturday, March 30th, 2019, 8:30 p.m., I'm going to light them up. Every single light bulb on my entire property, every single flashlight, every single vehicle, every single thing that uses energy, I'm going to fire it up. And I'm going to maintain it for the entire hour that these folks have their lights off. That's that. You've been listening to Mad Science. Peace and love, everybody. Stay tuned for the Music with Kara Hour.
That stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one hand.
Ooh, one hand. Yeah, you're right. It's just one hand.
Yeah, boss, they're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant. Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this? You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back. Does anybody else want to stay?
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
I got a laptop. I make music with my friends. I've got a laptop, baby. I make music with my friends. There it is.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch.